Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Hello, everybody. It is Bruce Chamoff from Become a Successful Podcaster, and I got my lovely co-host, Megan Hope.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. And how you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing good, Megan. And you know what? I'm glad you're here because people are asking about you. You are all on this podcast through season one, and you're just coming on season two. I'm already on like the 19th or 20th episode. So I'm glad that you're finally here.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be back.
And all the people that are listening right now, my audience members, some of you have been asking what happened to Megan. Nothing happened to her. She just got really busy. Tell us what you were doing, Megan.
I do a lot of stuff with pen palling, with assorted groups. I do a lot of stuff with investing. I do a lot of stuff with makeup. I do all kinds of stuff.
Now, going back to the pen palling, I'm going to tell the audience members, we actually almost started a pen pal podcast. There's very few podcasts out there about pen palling. And
I don't know if there's any, Bruce.
You would have been a shoo-in to actually become an influencer.
None of my girls really want to speak. That's why they're sending letters. They don't want to talk on the phone. So to get them on a podcast.
You can listen. You can talk and they can listen. And that's what we're talking about here in this particular episode. We are talking about 10 ways to make your podcast more exciting. And before we go on, I just want to tell everybody listening, come to Podno 2023 on February 4th. That's a Saturday. We got 10 speakers, some really cool speakers. And it is at nycpodcastnetwork.com/podno-2023. And I'll put the link in the show notes. And we're going to talk about 10 ways to make your podcast more exciting. Now, podcasters come to me and they tell me, and I quote, "My podcast is boring. How can I make it more exciting?" Or, "I don't like the sound of my voice. What can I do to break it up?" I don't like the sound of my voice, Megan. Do you like the sound of your voice?
I don't like the sound of my voice either.
See, I think your voice is great. What do you think of my voice?
I love your voice.
See, that's the problem. Everybody likes everybody's voices except for them, their own.
Yes. And you know why? Because they listen to their own voice all the time.
Yeah, I got a episode coming up on how to make yourself sound like a radio DJ on a podcast. So how podcasts become radio. Anyway, we're going to talk about these 10 ways. So the first way, and always, I've been talking about this and I've been doing it myself, is to play some music. That's cool. There are podcasts that are all music shows. But if you're an all talk, you can play some music. You can play music that may have been copyrighted, but the artist has made it pod safe. You go to the nycpodcastnetwork.com and go to the pod safe music directory or any pod safe music directory, and you will get some over 100 songs that you could play in so many genres, and you will not be sued in rock, hip hop, dance, EDM, country. They're all there. It's very cool. So I love playing music on my show. And a lot of podcasters think that their shows are boring because they're all talk. So this is a great way to put music right in the middle and entertain your audience members, okay? So let's move on to the next one. And that is, you do a live podcast with people talking in the background. That could be a little bit annoying, but if it's low enough.
We've done that. We did that, I think, in Malibu, California.
We did that in Malibu on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Atlantic City once, I believe.
We did that in Atlantic City. Yeah, they're right. No, actually, yeah, Atlantic City. The Hard Rock. No, not the Hard Rock Casino. But anyway, we had people. And on last year's season one, we did an episode from Philadelphia and Atlantic City. You're right. And we also did one from the Las Vegas International McCarran Airport. Well, we're waiting for a flight back to New York. Remember that?
Yes.
So if you want to break up your podcast, you can have people in the background. It's pretty cool. I like that. But don't make it too loud where they actually, what do? They will, they'll drown you out. You don't want that, right? But have you, do you like that, Megan?
I love it. I love when we've done the podcasts very impulsively.
Yeah.
And they've always been very, 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 a lot of fun. Those are more fun than when you're planning it and you're sitting down and you don't know if you're in the mood. Sometimes we've been on the road and let's do a podcast and we're so excited about it.
Just do it from the car.
And we just start talking. And sometimes, you know what happens? Bruce and I are talking and maybe even a couple of times a week, he said, that would have been a great podcast.
Yeah, I always do that, right? You have a good conversation and we say, that would be a good podcast episode. So yeah, and that's another thing. You know, if you want some really good spontaneous, I don't know, moments and audio, take that phone, take it out. All right, audience members, let's move on to the third one. And that is, have your audience member on as a guest. I hear too many podcasts that have business people as guests. They have their friends on as guests. And people love having guests on their show. And it's great. It breaks up the host. But I have another podcast episode that you can listen to called Take Your Audience Out on the Date. And that means getting them involved. You can ask one of your audience members to be a guest on your show. I think we've done that, Megan. Have we done like Antoinette Blake from the Delaware Blogger?
She's very dynamic. I love Antoinette.
Yeah, we had some of our guests, our audience members on as guests. And I think it's a cool idea. You tell them that they're from the audience. I think it's really nice. Let them guess. Now, another one is, and we just talked about this with the people in the background. The fourth tip is to do a podcast episode on location. Now, we did actually talk about that. We've done, what cities? I know we talked about Malibu, California, Boston, Philadelphia.
Did we do Boston or Mystic or?
I don't know if we did Mystic, Connecticut. We did Boston. We did Philadelphia. Did we do anything in
Miami? Tampa? I don't know.
We travel all over the United States. So, yes, anytime you're traveling, your audience members, they want to know that you're in a different location than just sitting there in your boring technical podcast recording studio.
I think we did Las Vegas, no?
Yeah, we did the Las Vegas airport while we're waiting for our flight. There was like an hour delay. We're going to sit there, like roam the airport. So that's a good one. But if you guys are you're traveling, take your microphone and go ahead. You're waiting for your flight. You're waiting for your train, whatever. Record a podcast when you're waiting, you know, and tell your audience members that you are actually in that city. I think it's kind of cool.
I love it. I love it. I love hearing people when they're out and about. I think it's great. I'd rather hear somebody walking around and talking about what they're seeing and their experiences than some of the people that just sit in a podcast studio just talking.
Yeah, I think it's very cool. Now, we're going to get into the fifth tip here, and that is have a totally different, unrelated episode once in a while. I know that might sound counterintuitive for whatever the theme of your podcast is, but it breaks up the content. Sometimes you just run out of content. You really do. And I hear podcasters, they basically fish for content because they don't know what to talk about because they pigeonhole themselves into that content. Like, we have a podcast just on being a successful podcaster. But we've also done episodes where we ate food. We reviewed a restaurant, right? We reviewed the food of a restaurant. It has nothing to do with podcasting. What else have we done? We've done some pretty cool unrelated episodes, I think, right? And nothing wrong with that. You know, you tell your audience, you want to mix it up a little bit, break it up, and that's fine. And we got five more tips for you, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, write these messages, and we'll continue on Become a Successful Podcaster.
Become a Successful Podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Tim Wright.
And Brady throws, and that's caught. Goes Tim Wright for the touchdown.
Have you ever experienced open-ear listening?
You can really feel the music.
Have you ever wanted more options when it comes to fashion and headphones? Well, now you do. Welcome to the future of sound. The D4 has a 4-point speaker system, providing surround sound fidelity, Bluetooth connectivity, dual mics for taking phone calls, a port for audio jack plug-in, and a USB port for charging on the go.
The bass hit me right in the cranium.
Like, the sound is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
Our unique dome covers provide branding, fashion interchangeability, and closed air noise isolation.
Kind of revolutionary.
This is crazy.
Oh my God.
Who invented these? Like, who's the mastermind behind these?
To learn more about Dome Audio, go to domeaudioinc.com. That's domeaudioinc.com. All right, we're back. So, we're talking about making your podcast episodes more exciting and breaking up some of that boring content. And here's my sixth tip. You ready for this one, Megan? You're going to love this one. Have an animal as a guest on your show.
Oh, I love that.
Have an animal. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a podcast episode with your dog barking? Or your cat meowing, or your bird. Oh, wait.
My bird.
Wait, we had a...
Oh, we did have.
Oh, we did.
Didn't we have the bird on
We had Lamour. We had the parakeet. Yes.
We once had the parakeet with us. Not that he was
Oh, we had
much.
A parakeet on our... Yes. I forgot.
And my pet squirrel outside. I don't know how
Oh, we had your pet squirrel there on the podcast? Having an animal as a guest.
Everybody love animals. Animals are relatable. People like animals. People like animals and people like babies. We don't have a baby here right now, but
they like animals.
They like animals.
Animals can talk. We don't know what they're saying, but they can talk. They make very good guests on the podcast. I would have loved to have Bubbles. Bubbles is a mini pincher combination dachshund. One of those, it's like a mean hot dog. One of those long doggies. She always barks. She would have made a very good podcast guest. Really. I would have loved that. Anyway, now here's something we're going to do. Here's something we're going to try. This is the seventh tip. And I don't know how this is going to go. I want to have, as a guest on our show, Amazon Alexa. I want to have Alexa, right? Or maybe Siri, right? We can have Siri as a guest. Or if you have the Android, you would have Bixby. That's kind of cool. Can you actually talk to Siri on your iPhone? No? All right. Well, we are going to have Amazon Alexa one day as a podcast guest. I think that'd be very cool. Now, let's talk about another guest. Have one of your parents on as a guest. I think that's funny. Or maybe one of your siblings or your children. It's not just about you. It's about your family. I think it would be cool. I think it would be funny if I had my mom on as a podcast guest.
I don't think she would agree to that.
But I think that would be excellent to have my mom on as a guest.
It would be incredible, but she wouldn't do it.
She would be funny, you know, because she's not very technically...
It's funny thinking about her being on it.
It is. It is. I mean, I could just have her on the Zoom call. I could have my cousins on. You know, I know my cousin Dan. He'd be funny.
Yeah, Dan would be
good. Oh, Dan would be funny. And so would my cousin Eddie. Eduardo. So that would be good. Have a cousin, just have a family member on that you don't think would make a good podcast guest. And it would be funny. Some people don't like their uncles. So have your uncles on. You know what I mean? Have your, you know, have your brother who you fought with when you were a kid. I think it's funny. I still want my mom. I want my mom on, and I want to make people laugh with her on the show. Okay. Now, if you're an audio podcast, we're moving on to the ninth one, the ninth tip here. And we only got 10, so we're close. Throw in a video. Do a video if you're an audio podcast. We're also going to do an episode on, does your podcast need a YouTube channel? And I know some people actually do have one now. And that's what technically people call a video podcast. But if you don't have a video podcast or a YouTube channel, every once in a while, it's okay to have your audio, really. Have your video and audio. Throw it up on YouTube, right? But don't just be boring. Like a lot of people, they just sit there and they talk and they look at each other on a table. That's not a video. That's a, what is that, Megan? That's a video podcast, right?
They are right.
So anyway, and the last one, and I just want to remind everybody, you know, rate us on Apple, come to Podno 2023. We'll put the link in. I also have some related episodes for you. And we have some really cool episodes. We're going to go through like the next 40 episodes in another episode. Like I'm going to list what's upcoming. So stay tuned for that. The last one, and this one I really love, have a podcast guest with a totally different accent from yours. I think it's cool. I've listened to podcasts that are all from people from the UK, and they have the British accent, and I can get on there with my American accent.
New York accent.
New York. My New York accent.
Long Island.
They'll be like, yeah, Long Island. They'll be like, how would they talk? And now we're going to have some show. We're going to have a show. I can't do the British accent very well.
I can't do any accent.
I want to have some crisp next to my microphone. And here he is from New York. It's Bruce. And I go, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. That would be funny. I want to have somebody from different country. I want to have somebody from Israel, Japan, Singapore,
well,
the UK.
When we travel internationally, maybe we can interview some people that we meet on the street.
I want to have my friend Brett. There's nothing cooler than somebody who's born in Australia but lives in UK. I can never tell the accents. They're all the same to me. But you never hear your own accent. Nobody thinks they have an accent, no matter where they are.
Well,
everybody else has an accent.
Around Los Angeles, and somebody said, you're from New York.
When did someone say we're from New York?
When we were walking on the street, they say, you're from New York, aren't you?
Who said that?
They heard us talking to each other, somebody randomly on the street.
Who's that, the guy in the T-Mobile store?
No. We were in Las Vegas. I'm sorry.
Las Vegas.
And somebody said, you're from New York. And we go, how did you know? And, you know, the accent gave it away. And I was in I was in Paris. And I asked somebody, a vendor for something. And he just spoke French. And he goes, you're from New York. And I didn't know
knew that. That makes no sense. He spoke French, but he said, you're from New York.
How does
somebody who speaks French say you're from New York?
Because he knew a little bit of English, but he could tell the accent.
Now the truth comes out. He knows a little bit about English.
He knows a little English.
See, what you said didn't make any sense. He speaks French, and then he said, you're from New York.
I guess he spoke some English. He spoke very little English, but what English he said, he says, you're from New York. And I said, how did you know? He says, you have a New York accent.
Not
all American accents.
Now, hang on, wait a minute.
Same.
But he said it with a French accent.
Mm-hmm. He said it in
French. Hey, mon chéri, you're from... I can't do anybody's accents.
Yeah, he was selling T-shirts in the opera district in Paris.
There's an opera district in Paris?
In the opera district.
It goes to show that I've never been to Paris.
My hotel was there, and I was looking for this big, gorgeous Galleria, which had on the top floor.
Wait a minute. Let's not be fancy.
It's called a Galleria. It's a mall.
Let's not be fancy. It's not a gallery. It's a Galleria.
And on the roof, you can overlook Paris. And I wanted to watch the sunset over the Eiffel Tower.
Very nice.
I did get there thanks to this man who told me I had a New York accent. So I remember him.
And a guy from Los Angeles said that we had a New York accent?
Not Los Angeles. Los Angeles has so many accents, they wouldn't even notice our accent there.
There's probably New York people over there, too.
Yeah, no. We were walking on the Strip at night in Las Vegas. And we were walking back to the Cosmopolitan. And we saw these ladies with big feathers. Remember that?
Yeah, that's new. They have the ladies, you take pictures with the showgirls.
Yeah, I had to hold on to you. I didn't know if they were prostitutes or what.
They might be.
They were coming after you there, Bruce.
I didn't ask if I could have sex with them, so I don't think so.
A hottie.
I don't know if they're hookers, but I know. I think they're just showgirls, and you take pictures
with
them.
They want to take a picture, but...
You take pictures with them?
They barely have any clothing on.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
What are you going to take pictures in Las Vegas with somebody with a winter coat? Come on.
So, right. No, they weren't the one that noticed the accent. Just another tourist walking said, you're from New York.
So, really?
Yeah. And then we just kind of ignored them because we were trying to get back to the hotel. It was so crowded.
I think somebody asked me if I was from New York when I jogged down to the Las Vegas sign. That's funny. Anyway, so everybody, I am going to see you.
We like the
you.
French man.
I'm not letting you off the next episode, Megan. You come, you're staying with me. We'll see you all in the next episode, and we're going to talk about the next 35 to 40 episodes we got coming with this podcast. We got them all planned out, and I'm going to have another episode on how you can plan your podcast episodes. I got a really good tool for that. I'll see you guys all in the next episode of Become a Successful Podcaster. Megan?
Okay. Bonjour from Paris, and good night to everybody, or good day. And
Not from Paris.
Well, I'm saying
the man who spoke French is from Paris.
I am half French, so I am from...
So half of you is
half
from
Paris. Half of me is from France.
What's the other half from?
The other half of me is Italian.
What about American? Any part of you from America? United States?
I was born in the United States, but my ethnic.
But you're still
background.
A Native American. No, I'm sorry. That's not true. That's the American Indian. You're a native of America.
I was born in the United States. My ancestry is from Italy and France.
Very nice.
Nice combination, huh?
Talk to you all later.